from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's all for real.
Talking all things high school sports on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. Yep, I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at PS underscore nation underscore on the X, and at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station. Still to come in the show, head coach Shane Queen of the North Cobb Warriors football team as they get ready for week two. They'll be taking on McEachern, big matchup there for Cobb County, so I'm sure it's going to be rocking. And a great conversation with him as they get prepared. So looking forward to bringing you that. A couple of minutes from now, in about two or so, you'll hear from Naomi Hackett. Had a great sit down with this young lady. She's a track and field as well as basketball standout for Atlanta International School. And again, coming off a fantastic summer track season, now she's kind of focused on her final year of high school, man. It's crazy. I bet these student athletes don't realize until it happens how fast it goes by, because I don't think I realized it until then, like when it was time to graduate. It was like, oh man, it's over. So looking forward to you hearing that sit down with Naomi, and as well a little later in the show, Coach Queen. Sonny, real quick, wanted to ask you, this weekend, because I know your daughter is in high school down at Dutchtown, which they came off of, their football team came off a big win, but do you plan on getting out to any football games?
Absolutely. I don't know exactly which ones, but I do plan on, because she doesn't go to the games, so I'm trying to make it like a father-daughter date out of going to
nice.
The games.
Okay. Good deal. That's cool. Well, and go now while it's still like nice outside, because, you know, I punk up. I ain't gonna lie. I be out there, but I punk up when that weather starts to drop. So this is a good time to go.
See, she's the opposite. She's like, oh, there are bugs. And I'm like, baby girl, that, you either got bugs or frostbite.
Yeah, the mosquitoes can be a little obnoxious, you know, when it's still warm. And that heat, you know, I think this Friday will be kind of fortunate. I don't think it's going to be too hot, you know, because last Friday, had it not been for the rain, it would have been baking out there, because last Friday was toasty. So, all right, cool. Just wanted to see if you were going to be getting out to any games and everything. You definitely should. I, as you can tell, well, and you've been rocking with me now for a year, you can tell, I just love high school sports, man. I really do love it. I have a great time. You know what? It's when it's at its purest form, in my opinion, when it comes down to the competition.
I've been to some games, and let me tell you, people really do enjoy going.
Yeah.
And it's like there are all the activities you do at NFL games just on a smaller scale.
Smaller scale, and again, it's at its purest form. So, you know, these kids, these student-athletes, they're really out there competing to win there. You know, and I'm not saying at, you know, collegiate and pros – they don't, but you know, that's where money comes involved. You know
what I mean?
There's
no ego with these kids.
Yeah, exactly. Out there, they're for each other. They're really out there battling for each other. And I love the fact when I started, you know, covering high school sports with Prep Sports Nation, you know, one of the things I realized was when I would go to, say, when I first started going to like tennis matches and wrestling matches and, you know, swim meets, you know, the crowd may not be quite as big or nowhere near as big as a football or basketball crowd, but the energy from whoever was in attendance, as far as the fans go, it was the same exact energy and passion. And so I realized then, I was just like, oh, man, this is just awesome. So anyway, let me jump off that soapbox.
Before you jump off, I will say last thing, which is if you've never been to a high school tailgate, that is the place to be.
We got some good ones in Georgia, too. We've got some good ones in Georgia. So, all right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Great sit down with this young lady, Naomi Hackett. Again, she is a track and field as well as basketball standout for Atlanta International School. And as she gets ready for her senior campaign, I got a chance to sit down with her and, you know, just talk about everything coming off her summer track season and more. Here's that conversation.
All right, young lady. So it's been a busy summer for you. Obviously, you rode right out of spring track, right into summer track. You know, were there any particular areas that you were focused on as far as what you may have wanted to improve on, you know, once you got into summer?
So during the spring season, one thing that I wanted to focus on specifically for summer mm-hmm. was my endurance and my form. So I wanted to be faster over the hurdles, snap my leg down a lot faster. And so going into the summer, I knew that's something that I wanted to dial down on. Mm-hmm. So going from 300 meter hurdles to 400 meter hurdles, that also helped with the endurance part of it. So I was able to practice, and really that honestly really helped with my endurance, that along with all the work that I did, all the different coaches I went to help with my form, that all played into it.
Okay, nice. All right, and so with summer being wrapped up, do you run cross country?
No, I don't. I do not run cross country.
Okay, so what does this time look like for you now, since you'll have a little while before, mm-hmm. you know, spring rolls around. You know, mm-hmm. what is, when it comes down to training, things of that nature, like what's going on with you now in regards to, you know, getting ready mm-hmm. for your senior season?
So after Junior Olympics, I am taking kind of a month off mm-hmm. running specifically, but also be doing like weight training and stuff to help with my endurance and my speed. But what I will be doing though is indoor season.
Okay.
I'm probably going to run the 400, the open four. That would definitely help with my endurance, my speed. And I just feel like running it indoor is a completely different beast. It really pushes you, especially if you're like in the outer lanes, you have to like kind of climb a hill a little bit mm-hmm. in the indoor track. So I think that would definitely help for spring season. And then hopefully I can also run a 4x4 on my team. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also going to be playing basketball for the school.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, I was a team captain. Hopefully I can be team captain again. I enjoy it so much. So. It's my last year playing it, so I might as well.
Good deal. Yeah. Hanging out with Naomi Hackett, member of the Atlanta International School. You guys are the Eagles.
Yeah.
Track and field, basketball. So as we continue on here, what has been your motivator? You know, or actually, let's back up before that. How did you even find your way into track? And when did you know, like, you wanted to stick with it, take it serious?
So I had honestly always been playing basketball since the third grade,
mm-hmm.
but I remember doing this one. It was something that my parents signed me up for.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like a track camp, and I think part of it had to do with jumping over hurdles. And I just I got over them like faster. I thought it was super fun. So when it was available to me in the sixth grade, I started doing track, and then from there. I enjoyed it a lot. I started off with the short hurdles.
Okay.
So that definitely helped with my form. I was able to practice going over with both legs and everything. And then I started to have more fun with it. You know, all the meets, everything. I just feel like, and the community aspect of it, you know, like the leadership part of it, like that all was really fun to me. So since then, I kind of just stuck with it.
Okay.
And, yeah.
All right. And what's motivated you over the years? So, you know, put in the work, you know, because it's hard work. I mean, I ran in high school and the amount of work you guys put in now is nowhere near what it was like when I was in high school. I actually ran hurdles, believe it or not. But, you know, what kind of motivates you to just get up and put that grind in?
I would have to say that one thing that motivates me is that I know that after every race, there's always something that I could do better.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I get a PR, I look at the videos and I see, wow, I could have done this better and that would have dropped my time this amount. And it's just like, I know, like, I want to reach towards those goals. And then part of it is just rewarding kind of whenever you feel like you've accomplished part of those goals, then you always know that there's more that you need to work on.
Okay.
So that's something that I've been working on.
Okay. And speaking of AIS, when you were like seventh grade, you got athlete of the year. You know, what was that like for you? And, you know, what is it like when you see national sites are mentioning you as, you know, someone to keep an eye out on, you know, this upcoming season? Yeah. You know, how does that feel?
That's definitely part of the motivation part of it, because it feels, as I said before, like it feels rewarding. Like all that hard work that you've been putting in, it's mm-hmm. kind of starting to come out again. And so, I don't know. When I did see for state that, I saw that article.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little bit shocked, but I was also like, wow, now I need to work hard. I need to keep pushing. Like, I remember specifically after I saw that article, there was one workout. It was a tough workout that the coach put me through. But then at the same time, I was thinking like it's going to be painful, but then the results are going to help me achieve mm-hmm. that goal. And, you know, okay. So that was all part of it.
Hanging out, Naomi Hackett, member of the Atlanta International School Eagles track and field as well as basketball. Have you been keeping up with the Olympics?
Yes.
Who have you been enjoying watching as far as races go?
I always like watching Sydney McLaughlin.
She is so tough.
Yes. That's just something else. But I would have to say that I do resonate a little bit more with Gabby Thomas.
Okay.
Just because she's always been up there, like mm-hmm. Tokyo Olympics, she was third. And, you know, she's just always been really fast up there. But then this time, this Olympics, she was finally able to come out on top. Mm-hmm. All that hard work, everything, she's been able to just show that and show, like, the world she can really win. She won first place.
So. Yeah. All right. One more before I let you go. Kind of, sort of, one more. All right. What's the mission for you this year as you get ready for your, you know, senior year?
My mission, of course, is setting new goals for myself and working towards them. Of course, some of those goals are going to be new PRs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd have to say, of course, I want to continue to lead the team. Mm-hmm. Kind of that leadership aspect of it is more important than a lot of people realize.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I just want to keep working hard and achieving new goals that I haven't achieved yet.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure you're going to pull it all off. Mm-hmm. Before I let you go, this will be the last question. Fun question. All right. You're running on the track, work kind of warming up. You got your earbuds in. What's on the playlist?
That's a good question. I have my playlist is all kind of mixed with all these different sorts of songs. It's mainly, honestly, R&B, but the '90s.
Wow, really? Yes. Okay, good. Nothing wrong with that.
No, yeah. But it gets me in my zone.
It gets you in your zone. Yeah. Okay. Well, Naomi, thank you for your time, and definitely want to wish you good luck here. Congratulations on the success you've had over the years, and good luck again this upcoming season and when you continue your academic and athletic career at the next level.
Thank you.
All right. Again, great conversation, Naomi Hackett. Track and field basketball standout for Atlanta International School. Looking forward to seeing her, continue her successful run. And then obviously when she moves on to the next level. All right. Still to come in the show. What I'm looking forward to this weekend. I'll let you know what I'm going to be checking out. And great conversation with head coach Shane Queen of the North Cobb Warriors. They're getting ready for a nice county rivalry matchup. They'll take on the McEachern Indians. McEachern, of course, is going to bounce back from week one. North Cobb, obviously, looking to move on to 2-0. So, going to be a lot of, let me tell you something, there's going to be some great ground game. I can feel it in this one. Anyway, we'll talk about that. All right, it's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.